Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone with Leslie Gold. Standards of beauty and body self-image, they're topics that spark a great deal of discussion, and one that author Audrey Brashich is particularly interested in. Audrey's written a book, All Made Up, A Girl's Guide to Seeing Through Celebrity Hype, Celebrating Real Beauty. And an article about mothers competing with their daughters for attention was recently published in the Washington Post. Very interesting stuff, Audrey. Welcome to America Weekend.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, this topic seems to be something you circle around a lot about, and you cover trending pop issues about the impact on girls and women. Why is this topic so intriguing to you?
You know, well, I started as one of the girls, a teen girl, who, you know, was kind of caught up in these beauty standards. And for me, what that looked like was, you know, in the 80s and 90s, growing up in Manhattan, wanting to model. And it wasn't until I became an editor at some of the major teen magazines in New York when I read all of this email from girls, you know, email letters from girls across North America who were basically dreaming the same dream. And that really got me thinking about the beauty standards that they were learning about, you know, how caught up in it that all of us are and can be. And as I've grown, you know, now I see it through the lens of parenting and through being a mother and seeing how those standards have stayed with us as women.
So it really has been something of great interest to you. And the article you wrote in the Washington Post got a lot of attention. I would say you kind of touched a nerve with a lot of women, because I don't think women really speak about the topic of feeling envious about their daughter's attention.
Well, here's how it happened. You know, when I reached out to just my immediate circle and started asking, you know, Generation X women who had daughters if they were feeling any sort of bittersweet feelings as they looked at, you know, here their daughters, so many of them are, you know, just about teenagers or, you know, in this time of their life when it's sort of associated with effortless beauty. And the initial reaction that I got from a lot of women was, oh, no, I would never feel that way. I would never be jealous of my daughter, which I found surprising because I certainly don't blame any moms if we do feel this way. I'm just shocked that more people don't speak about it, given the culture that, you know, today's moms have been brought up in. You know, we were born and came of age during the heyday of the original supermodels in the 1980s and 90s. So we've been with these beauty standards and these sort of icons, you know, looking over us for a long time. And of course, now it's turned into the era of cosmetic enhancements with plastic surgeries or Botox or whatever it is. So today's adult women have had pressures on them for a long time. I'm kind of surprised more women aren't speaking out about how it's hard to, you know, enter a stage where we don't have that so easily anymore.
You mentioned in the article that some of these women, 45, 50-year-old, very attractive women, they've been used to being the center of attention. And all of a sudden, they've got young girls coming of age in their late teens and early 20s, and their colleagues and men and friends are now looking at their daughters, and they're sort of pushed aside. So it's hurtful, it's painful for these women. So how can these women get past such a powerful problem?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think that there's a few different factors involved in that answer. And the first is, you know, we have to look at what middle age looks like today in the media. And by that, you know, I mean, the way that lots of 60-year-olds look is amazing, right? Christy Brinkley, Elle McPherson, who's 50, Cindy Crawford, who's 50. You know, they basically look the same as they did when they were 25 and 30, when the public first sort of got to know them. So I think the first step to answer your question of what women can do is to kind of realize, like, it's not, you know, it's not really the way middle age looks. And the only way you're looking that way as you grow older is with a lot of help. And whether that's, you know, diet, nutrition, restriction, cosmetic enhancements, plastic surgery, a lot of those things. And I'm not necessarily trying to judge all of those things. I'm just trying to point them out that that's what's involved in maintaining that look.
Don't you think, though, Audrey, that the media and certainly movies and anything that is in a performance-based world kind of looks down on older women in general? There's a real prejudice against women of a certain age. We've seen it in many different circumstances.
Oh, I agree. And it's horrible. And I mean, right now with the Star Wars premiere that's happening, you know, we're hearing about it a lot as, you know, Princess Leia looks different. And it's almost strange to see, you know, her being paired with her own peer, who would be Han Solo. And, you know, meanwhile, Harrison Ford, you know, copped yesterday in the media saying that he actually looks at himself and realizes he's not nearly as good looking as he was when he was from the first round of Star Wars films. It's kind of refreshing to hear a man in Hollywood say that, you know, even though I don't wish those pressures on anyone.
Mm-hmm. You bring up a term in the article I was not familiar with, age compression. What is that, and how does that affect us?
Well, I mean, look how it goes for teens and women these days, right? Like, we've got girls and teens trying to look older, and then we've got women, you know, in their 40s and 50s trying to look younger. And so what ends up happening is sort of the same things end up being marketed to both of them. You know, you can pick up Cosmopolitan magazine, which is marketed towards young 20-somethings, and you can pick up, you know, Vogue, and it's the same celebrities and stars on the cover, because the beauty standard is basically the same for both demographics at this point. So we're compressing all of the age and differences into just sort of one big beauty standard or ideal that both demographics, what I mean by that, right? You know, both young women and middle-aged women are both supposed to be looking at and striving for.
It's a very good point. I'm speaking with author Audrey Brashich, and this article is about moms of a certain age, 45, 50, 55, and their young, attractive daughters, and the envy that goes on between. Now, think about this, Audrey. Years ago, a mother of 30 dressed like a middle-aged woman, very proper and prim, and did not have sort of a sexy appeal. Today, a woman of a certain age, it's hard to find clothing that would fit a mature woman. I ask myself, just because I can wear this, because I can fit into it, should I? I'm sure a lot of people do, and I'm confused about what I should be wearing, I have to tell you.
It is a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, what you just described in some ways is quite, you know, refreshing for women, in that we're not necessarily supposed to give up our sexuality or give up that aspect of ourselves or play it down as we age. And that's great. I think we could argue that that's progress. But the immediate flip side to that is a really distinct, intense pressure to sort of maintain what you had when you were, you know, quite a bit young, what we have when we're quite a bit younger. And then, you know, that leads to all sorts of dissatisfaction if you're not able to, and with oneself, and, you know, pressure to just keep trying it. You know, in the article, I pointed out that example of the actress Kim Novak. I'm not sure if you remember her situation when she appeared on stage as a presenter at the Oscars 2 years ago.
Well, you know, I know what your point is, because, yes, I remember that. And it goes with a lot of women who've had the injectables or the surgery, right? But go ahead and explain what happened.
Well, I was just going to bring up that, you know, she's someone who, it appeared, had definitely had some enhancements done. And the problem was she was then ridiculed for it. So it's really that, you know, it's a lose-lose situation for women. If you get old, you know, and you're considered, you let yourself go, you're not as attractive, you're not trying hard, you're not a MILF. And if you try too hard and it's too obvious and it's, you know, something that you're investing so much time and money in, then you're ridiculed for trying to hold on to your youth. And so how can anyone win? You know, what's the solution for us? It's difficult.
I agree with you. I always say you can't win either way. So I don't know what the answer is, but it does feel, Audrey, like this is an issue, a huge issue in our country in particular, as opposed to Europe and Asia. Maybe they're coming along because of the trends that Americans have created, but don't you feel that it really is an American issue?
It definitely is. I do think it's seeped beyond our borders, as you say, but it's an American issue, and it comes, you know, from our huge media machine, and it comes from the people that feel the pressure to stay looking as they did when they're in the public eye for so long. The special element that's also happening right now is so many of those women, as we've spoken about, you know, Reese Witherspoon, Julianne Moore, you know, some of those actresses have already been with us, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, when I mean in the public eye. And now their daughters are suddenly, you know, becoming models, becoming actresses, being photographed quite a bit more. And I think that's also why we're seeing this trend, because we've been looking at those other women and you know, supposedly sort of praising them for looking great and looking young and keeping it going. And now they've got their daughters who are basically about to outshine them or outplace them. And that's got to be bittersweet, as proud as we are and as happy as we are for our daughters. You know, we've been told for a long time to care about our appearance. Must be hard to see that.
Absolutely. Well, these are topics that are bigger than you and I. I think we can debate this for a long time, but very interesting article. And Audrey's book for girls is titled All Made Up, which is one of the many books she has written. Audrey Brashich, author, journalist, and speaker. Thank you for joining us on America Weekend.
Thank you so much, Valerie.
It's Valerie Smaldone along with Leslie Gold on the Envision Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.